Amen. I heard you, Alabama. Praise God for each and every one of you. We love you here on the TMC call, and my name is Benita Cates. I'm out of New Jersey, and I just want to let everybody know you need to cut out the worrying. You need to cut it out and stop doing what God has already, that's what he does. He takes care of us. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer so that we can hear, thus saith the word. Good morning, Father God. We come to you, and we're just going to lay it all down in front of you, Father, right there on the throne. We know you have our back. We know you have the very best for us. We are going to start rejoicing in your word, Father, knowing Jeremiah 29 and 11, knowing Romans 28 and 8. Father, we already know that you have our very best. And we just thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for the TMC call that we can come in the mornings and get fed the word, Father. We thank you for the Des de Leon family that formed Artists International, where many of us were able to meet other brothers and sisters. Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for each and every caller on this call because we've been able to form a bond, Father, and come and rejoice in your word and move forward in that day, Father, knowing there's nothing to worry about because it's only the bait of Satan, Father, that we will not allow that to happen to us, Father. We will stand strong in your word because we know you love us, Father. Praise God for you, Father. We thank you for this day. Satan, there is no place for you on this call. We've already put you under our feet. So just rest. Go someplace else. Father God, we know that we are going to get enriched with this word from your messenger. And we appreciate you, Father, for everything you do for us. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our lovely host this morning.
Thank you so much, Minister Benita. Can you hear me, sister?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Love you, Minister Robin.
I love you also, Minister Benita. Thank you so much for greeting the people this morning. And thank you for opening us up in prayer. And along with my sister, friends, and family, I am going to say good morning to you also. My name is Robin Wilson, and I am here in New Jersey. And we welcome you. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This is the Master's Call. This is a call that has been founded by two precious women of God that we all love, our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Good morning to you in Mexico, Dr. P.K., and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Good morning to you, Dr. V. We are so glad that they heard the voice of God. They listened to him. He gave them a plan. He wrote it out for them. Well, they wrote it out based on what God had said to them. And look what we have. We have this awesome call. And this call is about our master. We start off this day loving on him, praying to him, thanking him, rejoicing unto him, sharing with each other, because it truly is about the master. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and our scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." You heard, Sister Benita, you will continue to hear prayer going forward on this call. Today is Friday. We want your prayer requests. We want to rejoice with you. So stay on the line because there's so much more to hear and to receive. We stand on a scripture, which again is Psalms 88:13, and the mission statement that Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa gave us is that we are being enriched. We are enhanced and empowered believers as we begin our day. And if you have a prayer request and you can't stay on the line, feel free to send it to our email address. And the email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. This call was founded for prayer, and it was founded on prayer. So we will pray for you even if you can't stay on the call. So don't forget, send your request to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have a website address. Again, if you're not able to stay on the call, you can download every single message, and you can go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. www.wordpress.com, and every message is there for you from the first day that we began, and that was in 2010. It is our third year anniversary, and we are so glad to see what God is going to continue to do on this call and in our lives and also in your life. And immediately following this call, we get on another call. It's another awesome call, and it is our morning motivational call, because you see, many of us are Artists International, health and wellness distributors. We are entrepreneurs. We're telling others about our awesome products. And if you want to find out more about the Diaz de Leon family at Artists International, our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and you can find out more about her and what platinum means on that call. That call is hosted by Dorothy Cook, and the number for that call is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. I'll give you that phone number again after we hear the word of God that is going to come forward from our very own Pastor Derek. Pastor Derek E. Allen, he has been pastoring for over 13 years. He is the senior president and the pastor of the Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. That's where my family members live also, Pastor. He's married to his beautiful wife, First Lady Beverly. He has three wonderful children, three grandchildren. He travels all over the world, sharing the word of God, and he's very instrumental in the lives of those that he interacts with, and that's important because you want someone who's going to be able to mentor you and pray with you and share with you, and he is also an Artist International distributor. Well, I'm not going to take up any more of his time. I want to hear what the Lord has given this powerful, mighty man of God. Are you there, Pastor Derek?
Praise the Lord this morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can. God bless you and praise the Lord. Go ahead, sir.
God bless you, Minister Robin. Amen. God bless you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for that introduction. I thank you for, you know, just being a support. I call it a support of mine. And for all of you on this call this morning, I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for today. As the writer said, this truly is the day which the Lord has made. I must give it up for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the entire Artist Deli, the DeLeon family, the Artist family. I give God praise this morning. Even as we go through this devotional hour, this time of sharing the word of God, I want to speak to us this morning on a topic, amen, praise God, so the oil ceases. Amen. So the oil ceased. Praise God. And this scripture, that the text that I'll be using, is from 2 Kings, chapter number 4, verse 1 through 7. Father, I give you praise and thanks this morning. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning and clothing me in my right mind. I pray, Father God, for this word today that, oh God, that as your people share together and receive, oh God, from you, I pray that I will decrease and you increase. I pray for the anointing that I pray for so frequently, oh God, when I speak your word. I pray that you're going to use me this morning to sow into the life of somebody, oh God, who has the oil. Oh, God, but the word today is the oil ceased. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse 1 through 7. I want to just read through it really expeditiously. And it said, "Now there cried a certain woman, the wives of the sons of the prophet, unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad and of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is no more vessel. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God and said, go and sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children with the rest. Verse 6 is the key verse, a lot of clause. And the oil stayed. So the oil ceased. The fate of the widows, I'm in the message already, was perilous in the ancient Middle East. A practical test of biblical piety was to observe how those in power treated widows and orphans. Hallelujah. So the message is saying this morning that the fate of these widows was very dangerous, was very perilous. And I'm saying something this morning as I'm preaching this word, I'm thinking that I need to say this, that I know we have preachers on the line and ministers' wives on the line and pastors on the line. And I'm saying to you, man and woman of God, we have to set things in order so that today or tomorrow we are not here. Our wives and some of the husbands know the man's supposed to be working, right? And at least the woman, the wife, the first lady needs to be taken care of. And if we do not leave things in order, then after we are gone, hardly likely will the church setting in order for us or for her or for them. So these women went through a lot. Widows was treated badly. Today I say to husband, especially, amen, that you have to provide for your family. You have to. It is imperative that we provide for our family. Hallelujah. It is sad that when a parent dies, and I was saying something a while ago, even the pastor, but a parent dies, the state that the family is left in, it is heartbreaking. We cry at the passing of our loved ones. But I firmly believe that we don't just cry because our loved one is dead. But most of the time, amen, we are crying because the question comes up, what am I going to do now? Because I did not set things in order. There is no life insurance. There is no, amen, praise God, savings account. There is no investment. So it's not just that I lost my loved ones, but God help me. What am I going to do? Somebody hear me. Pray for me this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. The widow in 2 Kings chapter 4 was faced with the same dilemma. We pick up our message from verse 1. It is said that both in biblical records, Leviticus chapter 25, 39 through 45, and other ancient laws permitted the selling of one's family members into slavery for payment of debt. But God's law worked towards limiting the abuse of the length of time in such situations. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 18, amen, verse 22, we read, therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain man who wanted to settle account with his servant. And when he had begun to settle the account, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But he was not able to pay. Amen. And we know the story, amen, that this man was not able to pay his master 10,000 talents, which was in our day a few hundred dollars. And the Bible said that this man, he more or less choked his servant to pay him what he owed. But if I may go back a bit, this master, he owed, amen, his Lord some money. But what he owed was more, amen, than he could have paid. And he pleaded, praise God. He pleaded with his master to have mercy on him. I'm saying something this morning, that the oil ceased. And I know time would not allow me to really get into this thing, so I want you to understand where I'm going. And this man, he pleaded with his master, who he owed, to please forgive me, give me time to pay. But the Bible said his master forgave him. But when this man left his master's palace, he saw someone who owed him. And before remembering this, see, beloved ones, this morning, at times we forget what others do for us. We only remember, praise God, our situation. We only remember when we are the ones that need the help, that, oh God, I need somebody to rescue me. This man did not have mercy on his servants who owe him a few pennies. And he put him in jail until he was able to pay. I'm saying something this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So verse 1 of the chapter that we read from, the Bible said that this woman, a widow woman, her husband was a man of God. He was a prophet. He was a man of God, a priest, someone who was a dignitary in the community. But I'm saying to you this morning, it doesn't matter who you are. Set things up now. It doesn't matter how much church you are having. Put things in order now for your family so that your family will not suffer. We think that sometimes we read the Bible and we see things that happened and we think that that was for their day. But how many of you understand this morning that some of the same things that happened, amen, in Bible time, it is happening even in our day. And we are seeing people suffering, people being put out, praise God, of the parsonage, people being put out of the church house, people being put out of their positions because the man or the woman of God died. Oh, my God, this morning. The Bible said that the widow cried out to the prophet Elisha, saying, listen, I need assistance because your servant, my husband, is dead, but the creditors, they're coming because he owed them something, and they're coming to take my sons. As I've said before, selling of slaves was more or less legal, but God did not permit it to be done in a way that it was done before the law was written, you see. Amen. So these creditors were coming. And Elisha went to the woman and said, I heard you, but what do you want me to do for you? Amen. Tell me, what do you have in your house? Hallelujah. She said, listen, I don't have anything in my house. But the man of God understand, amen, I want us to understand the metaphor of the oil. The oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. So the man of God told her, listen, go and borrow some vessels because you see you have a little oil. But God, who is able to multiply small things, he is able this morning, hear me today, somebody, to take your small thing and to multiply it into greatness. He said, listen, I want you to go out and borrow some vessels. And the vessels I want you to borrow is not a few. Go and borrow. And the man of God said, listen, when you get the vessels, go in your home, close the door before you, and begin to fill each vessel with oil. I'm here, oh my Jesus. Are you hearing me this morning? the messages, the key of the messages to pour the oil. And she began to pour the oil. And she poured the oil. And she and the more she poured, is the more oil it had. You are not hearing me. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, as someone said earlier, it's no time to worry now. The God we serve, he's able to do abundantly above everything that we may act or think according to the power that works in us. Listen, we got to use faith. The Bible said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, but verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11 said, but without faith it is impossible to please him, because he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The woman was pouring the oil, but unless she poured, amen, praise God, the oil would cease. And the Bible said that she poured in so many vessels. But you see, the man of God was saying to the woman, woman, the more you don't worry about the oil, worry about the vessel. But the more she poured is the more it had. And the Bible said, but there came a time she was looking for more vessels. The oil wasn't out, but the vessels were not. I'm here to tell somebody this morning that God is looking for vessels that he can pour into. Amen. Hallelujah. God is looking for vessels this morning that he can pour into. Are you open to God this morning? The Bible said the woman poured, and there was no more vessels. Amen. There is no more vessels more, and the oil ceased. The message is the oil only ceased when there was no more vessels. But the more vessels she had is the more oil that would have been able to pour in. Listen to me, somebody. You might be a widow. You might be a single person, a single mother. Your husband, your boy, the children's father is not dead. But you are in a situation where you live alone. I'm here to tell you this morning that God is able to supply every one of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody hear me today. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17, when Elisha prayed that it wouldn't rain, and the rain ceased, praise God, for 3.5 years, God caused the winter to take care, amen, of Elijah, that when the brook dried up, that God fed him from. He said, listen, there's a widow woman in the way. I want you to go, amen, and minister to her. And when he went to the woman, amen, he said, listen, woman, God sent me to you. And she knew that God had sent his servant. And he said, listen, I want you, amen, praise God, to minister to me. Not so many words. Let me see if I can read it through. So Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for you? Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible said, I'm going back to Elisha, amen, that the widow woman, she said, he said, what do you have in your home? She said, all your servant have is a little screw of oil and some flour. And I was just about to make a bread, a cake, amen, and then die. And the man of God said, listen, while she was going, hold up, lady, I want you to bake me a cake first. You're not hearing me. And faith leaped up into that woman. And instead of saying, my God, you did not hear me, she believed God this morning that God is able to supply. Amen. And she baked the man of God the cake. And the Bible said her oil never ran out. And the more flour she used is the more flour she had to use. Oh, my God, somebody hear me this morning in the spirit, that it doesn't matter where you are today. Listen, God is able to supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All you have to do is to continue to trust God, because God will make a way somehow. Hey, is anybody hearing me today? Amen. Praise God, I have a prophetic word for you. The key to your prosperity is the degree of your repentance. Somebody hear me this morning. A word for you. Amen. The key to your prosperity is the degree of your repentance. Hallelujah this morning. Praise God. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm trusting God that it doesn't matter how low the barrel is. It doesn't matter how slow my artist business is. I'm going to trust God. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Because I believe God. And said that this woman was able to pay her bills and live on the rest because God gave the man of God a word. There's a word on this telephone this morning. There's a word in the ears of the people this morning that God is able to do, amen, abundantly above everything that you and I may ask or think according to the power that works in us. Serve God even when you cannot trace him, when it seems like the oil is running out, when it seems like the flour is just enough. God is able to multiply, amen, praise God, that flour. God is able to fill your screw of oil. Somebody hear me this morning. My word to you today is trust God. The oil ceased only because there was no more vessel. Did you hear me this morning? The oil ceased just because, only because there was no more vessels. But praise God, God is looking for vessels to pour into this morning. I praise God today for this word. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your might, with all your strength. Lead not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path this morning. It's my prayer to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I give it back to our host this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Derek. I will be calling you back to give us our daily benediction, and then Dr. V, you will be coming forward so that we can continue with our prayer requests on our Friday. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, I am going to be the first one. I trust you no matter what, and if there's anything in me, or if I've done anything or said anything to anyone, I am repenting on this call and before you, Lord, because I trust you and I want all that you have for me. Father, I thank you for the TMC family. I thank you for Pastor Derek, Lord, for bringing that word forward, Father. We want to trust you in everything. We want not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways, Lord. So I thank you for the TMC family, Father. I thank you, Lord, because this is Friday when we can come before you and we can bring all of our prayer requests, all of our praise reports to you. And I'm so glad that Joni, she is healthy, she is whole, and she's thanking you, Father, because if it wasn't for you, she doesn't know where she would be. So we say thank you for being her healer. Thank you for being her peace. Thank you for being Jackie's joy, Father, knowing that you have everything under control for her and her, for her family and for Corey. We thank you, Lord, for the awesome work that you've done in Corey's life and what you will continue to do. We thank you, Father, for Peggy, Lord. We thank you for James Cooper, Father. We thank you for Marilyn Rivers, Lord, because they stand on your word, knowing that they are the healed of the Lord, knowing that they walk in divine health. And, Father, this is Friday, and I know that I can't get all of our prayer requests in right now, but we will continue to praise you. We will continue to bring those prayer requests before you this day and every day. And I thank you for Pastor Derek and his family, Father. I thank you that he and Miss Beverly, they're blessed, they are anointed, they are appointed. There is not one thing that is missing in his life nor his family life. He is protected. They are protected by the blood of the Lamb as he travels, Father, because you said in your word, when he seeks your kingdom, your way of doing things, you said all those other things are going to be added to him. So that is health, that is wealth, that is protection for him and his family in the name of Jesus. Well, family members, quickly let me go ahead and give you the MMC number. Don't forget, if you can stay on the call with us, please do so. If not, we will be glad to take your prayer requests if you sent them to our email address. The morning motivational call number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. Don't forget to go to your back office. Check out all the benefits that we have, all of the, I can't even speak. I'm just so excited and happy for what God is doing
Go to your back office, Artists International Distributors. Friends, thank you for joining us. Pastor Derek, please come forward, and then Dr. V, I will call you next. Glory to God. Are you there, Pastor Derek?
Praise God. Father, we give you thanks this morning. We honor you again for the opportunity to share your word. Thank you, Father God, for the revelation, O God, that the oil, O God, is there to be poured into the vessels. And God, we understand that the oil will only cease when there are no vessels to pour into. So we pray that we will be those vessels, that God, you would pour into us so that there would always be oil and overflow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for this opportunity again. Thank you for, oh God, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor, oh God, Roberts, oh God, Bishop Roberts, and oh God, Minister Robin, and the entire staff, oh God, each preacher that comes, Lord, each listener, Father God, the artist family, the Dalion family, in the name of Jesus, bless our businesses, increase our numbers, increase our back offices, Father God. Let the oil, Mandi Dadabashi, let the oil flow, oh God, through each and every one account, so that it will always be finances, that we can finance others, that we can be a blessing to family members, oh God, to those in the marketplace, to those on the streets, to those in our community. We pray that we as leaders, Father God, the oil would be in us and there will be an overflow, oh God, into others' lives. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Remember that you are the head, you are not the tail. You are a victor, not a victim. You are up, you are not down. You are destined for greatness. Square your shoulders. Keep your chin up. The sky is the limit, and the earth belongs to God. God bless you this morning is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Family member, don't forget also this Saturday, one of our faithful team members, Greg Cartwright, the world's greatest health call, the hour of prayer is this Saturday, and that is at 11 o'clock Eastern time, and the phone number is 559-726-1200. The PIN code is 516-848-POUND. Go out there and be that minister in the marketplace. Today is Friday. I am going to call our mother. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TNC family. Man of God. Wow, wow, wow. As Donna President Reggie would say that again backwards. Wow, wow, wow. That was absolutely awesome. A prophetic nugget to encourage our hearts and stir our spirits. As I always tell you, you are used powerfully by God on this line, and we thank you for that profound word that stirred our hearts and challenged us to always be willing and open for more of God's anointing and oil to be poured into our lives. This is Friday. We always use this day as a mandate, a mission of this call to receive prayer requests, praise reports, just to hear your voice. We want to thank today Minister Benita. I call her minister because I'm speaking into her little spirit for greeting us and encouraging our hearts and opening this powerful call with prayer. And our prayer general, as always, Minister Robbins, so humbled and grateful for your service as our prayer warrior general. We have people filling up in the queue. All you have to do is hit *6, and we will be taking your prayer requests. We take it so serious that you allow us the opportunity to lift you up in prayer. I do want to start off. I did get a text from LaShawn, that unfortunately Marilyn Rivers did go home to be with the Lord, and we had been praying for her and her son Jason, who was really struggling with this season. So we want to definitely ask for prayer for the Rivers family, and specifically even more so for her son Jason. And at this time of homegoing and celebration, be used for the glory of God. So I wanted to make sure I announced that one before my memory charge kicked in and let everybody know about that one. Okay, we're going to go to our board. I think I think this is Miss Angela. Angie, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I'm just calling from a different phone number, but it's me.
Oh, no. It actually came up with the number I thought was you. Amen. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much. Aaron has one more week of boot camp, and he's supposed to graduate next Friday. So if you guys could just keep him in your prayers. I haven't heard from him in a couple weeks, but I'm just praying that he's doing well and he's made it through. And I'm just thanking this call for just being my rock. I just love, gosh, you guys are so close to my heart. I just praise God for you. And that's my only request this morning.
Amen. And what was your son's name again? She said Aaron?
Aaron, yes. The oldest one is Aaron.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. All righty. Well, it's always, always so great to hear your voice there from Virginia. And we've got that down to cover him in prayer. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Siobhan. How are you today?
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. This is Charvon out of Philadelphia, and good morning, all artist family members. I just want to give a praise report that last Sunday for the praise dance anniversary, it went along so well. We're still getting so many people to talk about how blessed they were. Out of the five groups, we did probably approximately about 13 dances for the Lord, and so the people were so blessed, and I know it was because of your prayers, and they're still talking about the different, our choreographer happens to be one who also likes to do drama, which telling a story with the dance, and so they were just so blessed by it, and I just want to thank you all so much. I wish I could have had it recorded so I could have sent it to you guys, because I'm just like, oh, they prayed so much for it. I wish I could send it to you guys, but I didn't have anybody that recorded it for me. But you guys have a blessed and a Christ-centered week.
Amen. Well, that's a blessing enough for us. We can picture it in our spirits. I'm just so glad to hear that praise report, because we do understand the strategic importance of dancing before the Lord, as David did, and for it to be restored in the church, and for you to have a heart and a passion for it. It was our honor to pray, and we are so glad to hear that powerful praise report. All righty, we're going out. I think this is the tap. Is that you? Good morning, Ms. Jody.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe.
Our
God, yes. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and P.K. Robert. I just want to ask for a prayer. I don't have the names, but a friend, associate of mine named Mark, he put it on Facebook. I haven't had a chance to answer him, about he lost his oldest son. And he's from Jamaica, so I'm just asking him to condolence to the Mark family. And then Crystal, she delivered a baby, what was yesterday, Wednesday, and they almost lost her, but praise the Lord, they got under control. She was hemorrhaging and a whole lot was going on. I want prayer for her and the baby, because the baby is not eating out here. But God got it, and I tell Sister Marie I love her, and thank you so much.
Yeah, we love you too, and she's all here, so I know she heard it. Amen. And it's always, always such a joy to hear your voice. So I knew when I saw that 813, it didn't come up with your name, and I said, that's got to be my Jody this morning. All right, well, we're going to head all the way out to Tacoma. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Ronnie.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Praise God, your TMC family, and Dr. Derek Allen, or Pastor Derek Allen, he was just too much this morning. But amen. I thank God for the message this morning, most of all, because of what it did for me. I woke up disturbed this morning because I had went to see the 12 Days of Slavery, years or whatever, anyway. Something hit me in the movie, and I said, oh, my God, or something. And the man behind me told me, shut up. And I got quiet because it was the movie theater. I know I wasn't supposed to, but how can you see rape and beatings and be non-responsive? My heart is stirred about that, and I just ask you to pray because it's very painful to witness something like that. I really hate I went to see it because I've lived it my whole life, so I don't need to be reminded, but I guess we need to be reminded or something. Anyway, I called. Tomorrow is Ray Williams' memorial service. I've been sitting with Debbie this week. She acts like she has no reason to live anymore because she didn't think this was supposed to happen. Pray for Debbie Wooten Williams that she can see some light at the end of the tunnel at this point, that, you know, God is not done with her life, and it's not her calling to decide that it's, but when you're in pain, you don't know. And I don't know what to say to her. So just pray for me and pray for Debbie. God bless you.
Amen. Well, we will definitely first definitely lift you up in prayer. That movie is just a reminder of, unfortunately, an ugly part of history that America lived. And I always remind when I teach in our Bible class why history is so important, lest we repeat it. And you'll hear out of the Jewish culture, always remember, that's one of their themes when they're talking about Holocaust and how horrific that was with the annihilation of over 6 million Jews. And so many times African-American descent, we only study our history, that shortest month with George Carver in February. And if you ask most adult and young black kids, they cannot even list or name 10 historic black people and tell you what they did, because we don't know our history. And that movie is a true story. And it's hard to watch because sometimes we divorce ourselves of the true pain of 400 years. And so I'm just going to really be praying for you. And you're about the seventh person who has come to me with how that movie took them to a place they didn't even understand. And I know it just has to do with just really feeling what was felt. And for many of us, it reminds us of our current pain, and God helps us through those seasons. So thank you for your transparency with letting us know, and we will definitely be praying about the homegoing of Brother Williams and lifting up his wife, Debbie, during this time. All right, are there any more prayer requests? I do have one all day yesterday, but it was a good ending. I was in the emergency room with my mother. Nothing hurt, nothing wrong, but over the last 2 or 3 months, she has really started to shake quite a bit, and it just really kind of frightened her. She had a very bad night the night before, so she was insistent that we take her to the hospital to see what was going on, and they ran all kinds of tests on her from top to bottom, and in essence, everything came back great, really good, so they didn't have an answer. And the doctor, he had such good bedside manners because he just gently told her, well, ma'am, you are 90 years old. And I'm just going to ask you all to pray for her peace because she's getting a little frustrated with herself because she can't do as much. And she is so determined and independent, and it's kind of sweet, but it's wearing us just out, needing me to take care of her. But just pray for her mindset. And then we just keep praying for strength for her body, but she's fine. I mean, they check, prodded, test, everything. And Miss Josie was fine. I was tired of the dogs, but Miss Josie was fine. So just keep her in prayer. That is my prayer request. And I see Miss Tiffany has hopped into queue. Good morning, Miss Songbird. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I just want to put in a prayer request for our artist sister, Tori Nicole Smith. We want to lift up her son, Bryce. She had to take him to the emergency room on last night for the last weeks. They didn't know what was going on, and I guess she found out that he had strep throat. And so once they discovered that, they decided to do other tests. So we're just going to pray that God will restore Bryce's body, that total and complete healing goes to her, over to her and to her family, and strength for her and the twins, and Taylor as well. Nothing's wrong with Taylor, but it's Bryce, the twin Bryce. So just want to lift her up as a family, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay, pray for twin also, Taylor. All righty, thank you so much. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Always want to be sensitive to that this is our time. I see Miss Benita, good morning, has come in the queue, or did you mean to come in the queue? Okay, you muted yourself, Miss Benita. Did you have a prayer request? I just unmuted you, Benita, and you muted yourself back. Okay. So I take it.
Are we good now?
Yeah, you're good. Did you have a prayer request this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I do. The family, the Williams family, Donna Williams went home. I know we mentioned this before, but Donna Williams went home a week ago Friday. Please keep her daughters in prayer. That would be Janann Robinson and Tiffany Williams and Jeremy Williams. So please keep them in prayer as they go through this time of bereavement. And the Cool family, please continue to keep them in prayer. And all of the TMC members covered in prayer. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
All righty. Love you and thank you. And I think I got all that down, that we are just really caring and covering each other. Pray for TMC. I'm up here writing in tongues, so I'm trying to make sure I can interpret it myself when I pray over it. All righty. Is there anyone else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Because we always, always in this time, and of course, as we always do, cover Dr. PK and the Philippines. That has been a very hard thing to see on the news, to pray for them. It set history. They talked about in America the highest rated wind or storm was Hurricane Carla back in 1963. That was 197 miles per hour, and I remember living through that because it took the roof off of our house here in Prairie View when I was just a little girl. I remember looking up saying, Mommy, and she was just crying, and I just remember that like yesterday. And they said these winds were 225 miles per hour and called a typhoon because of the wind and the waves of water that came. So I think most of you all have seen the desolation on TV, so we want to make sure that we also keep the entire country, and so many do not know, not heard where family and loved ones are. Support, I got a text, some missionaries that we have been supporting found out that they've not been heard from down in the Philippines, so definitely please keep them in prayer. When I was at ORU, Lester Summerall, many of you all may have heard of him. He was one of the pioneers that really opened up the Philippines to Christianity, and had birthed a large mission and a church. And when we were at ORU, quite a few students would go down there and come back, and it has grown to a college and a major church and all of that, and they've heard from not any of the key people yet. So we are just believing God. We're just believing God. So if you could keep the Philippines in prayer. Okay, I see 2607. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. It's LaShawn. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Ms. LaShawn. Fine, and you?
Amen. Praise God. All is well. Two things. I meant to send you a text. The other thing is, if you can please keep my daughter's school in prayer, Reach Academy for Girls in Delaware. They lost their charter, and to this day, it's still unexplained as to why the charter was lost. There was chatter that maybe because the upper academy wasn't pulling their way through, but then I'm finding out after the meeting yesterday that that is not it. They just said that the school board elected just because not to renew their charter. So what that means, hundreds of workers are going to lose their jobs as teachers and teacher assistants and school workers and what have you, and there's going to be about 500 girls displaced from school. I think it's about 300 to 500 girls. So I'm just asking that you please keep Reach Academy in prayer. Tara Allen, who happens to be my friend, who's the principal, keep her in prayer because she's, you know, as a leader of the school, you know, she's going through it right now because everyone's coming to her asking her why. And if you could just give me, if you could just pray that God gives me godly wisdom as to which school to put my daughter in. In the event that this decision is not turned around, they lost the appeal as well. So we're just trying to figure out what direction this is going to go to.
Wow. Well, we will definitely keep that in prayer. And you heard me say about the Rivers family. Did you say you were scribing or were not scribing?
I did scribe, and thank you for that. You know, Jason's been my friend for 21 years. We all went to Dell State together, so all of our mothers were like each other's you know, like our old mothers, and it's just so difficult because it brought me back to losing my mother in 2004 from breast cancer. So it was just something to remind me to keep taking, getting mammograms because, you know, with my mother, her mother, and both her sisters diagnosed with breast cancer, this is something that I have to take a lot more seriously as well. So just thank you for praying for Jason because he's taking it so difficult. And you can imagine 6'4", 200-pound Q crying in somebody's arms. You know that it hit him hard.
Wow. Well, I'm going to go on and let you then, that's all the prayer requests we have, enter into a time of intercession and cover these in prayer. There's many, many still on the line, and as we go into corporate prayer, we know the Word of God in Deuteronomy 32:30 says one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000, and it's way more than two of us on this line, so we're going to bombard heaven, lock arms in prayer. And Minister LaShawn, will you lead us in intercession, please?
Amen. Thank you, Father. We just want to say thank you for giving us another morning, Lord. We just want to say thank you because you have given us the opportunity to not only give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, but the opportunity to have another blessing this day, Lord. We just thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for them saying yes, Father. We just thank you that they said yes to you and followed your mandate to a T and given the time for intercession and prayer on Fridays, Lord, because you know some of us are hurting, Lord. You know that some of us are rejoicing, Father. You know that some of us may have some confusion because our earthly eyes cannot comprehend your supernatural powers, Lord. So we just thank you, God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that Mama Rivers is in no more pain, Lord. You have removed that pain and replaced it with your loving arms, Lord, as she is rejoicing right now for you, with you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are giving consoling and love and comfort and peace to the Rivers family, Lord, and to Jason, Lord. Thank you, God, for just watching over my brother from another mother, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving him a reason to wake up this morning and to rejoice in her memory. Thank you, Father, for the loved ones and friends that are there for him right now that are rallying in prayer and giving him earthly hugs and letting him know it's going to be all right, God. We just thank you so much that you have given him an opportunity to know what a mother's love is like. And we just thank you, Lord, that his fiance Keisha is there for him right now, Lord, giving him comfort and strength, Lord, and reminding him to pray. We just thank you, Lord, for any and everybody that may have lost a loved one from breast cancer or any other form of cancer. And we acknowledge and know that cancer is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, Lord. But we know, Lord, that there's a greater end, and it's because of you, because you are what you say that you are, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, that Angela, that her prayers have been answered, Lord. She knows that coming to you, Father, is a way to go. And she knows that keeping her son Aaron in prayer was a way to go. And she knows that rejoicing in the Spirit and knowing that you answer all prayers is a way to go. So we thank you that Aaron only has 1 week left for boot camp, Lord. We know that that is not an easy flight. We know that that is not an easy training to go through, Lord. So we thank you that he has been able to successfully be at the last week of boot camp, Lord, so that he could serve our country, Father. And we thank him in advance for his service. We thank you in advance for the sacrifice that he is making for our country. And we thank you in advance that you will keep him, Lord. You will keep him safe. You will keep him strong. And you will help him make the right decisions, oh God. We just thank you right now for Siobhan and the praise with liturgical ministry, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they remembered every move, every step, and gave you every praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that all joints were moving correctly, all coordination was done in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that your children were able to see this blessing and to be blessed, Lord. But most of all, we thank you, Lord, because you got all of the honor and the glory and the praise through their dance ministry, Lord. We thank you that although we may not have been able to see it, we can feel it just by her words, and we can feel it just by the blessings that you give, Lord. And we thank you for Joni, Lord. We are speaking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that she just continues to preach the word and the good news, Lord, as she evangelizes everywhere that she goes, and people may look at her and say, what are you so happy in the Lord for? But she can say, because my God is keeping me each and every millisecond of the day. So we just thank you for Miss Joni, and we just ask that you please watch over Mark. And although we don't know his oldest son's name, and although we don't know the circumstances of his death, Lord,
We just thank you, Lord, that he is rejoicing with you right now, and you called him home for a reason. We just know and trust that his assignment on earth was done, and he did exactly what it was that you placed him here for. So we celebrate his life, and we just thank you right now that Crystal is doing better. We know right now she may have been hemorrhaging, Lord, but you are going to heal her, Lord. You are going to be the blotter, Lord. You are going to be that surgeon, oh God. You are going to be the one that knows exactly what to do to keep her well. And we thank you for her daughter right now. And although the doctors may have cancel her out and the doctors may have ruled her out, we know that you are the great I Am, and her daughter is going to walk in victory this day and forevermore. And we thank you for Ronnie, and right now, although her heart is hurting from what she saw, we know that sometimes that history may be hurtful, Lord, but it's because of you we are able to rejoice and joy comes in the morning. It is because of you that we are not going to let history repeat itself, not only for our race, but for all races, Lord. There is no reason for us to kill each other, but we know that we are fighting against evil spirits. We're not fighting against the flesh. We are fighting with principalities. So we just ask you right now, Lord, that you armor us, Lord. You give us the full breastplate and armor of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you just keep us holding that bloodstained banner and trusting in your word, Lord. And although Ronnie may have been touched by that movie, and although someone behind her may have been touched and said things that he shouldn't have said out of frustration, we just ask that you bless that man right now and his family, Lord. Lighten his heart and lighten his burdens. And for whatever reason he was upset with Miss Ronnie, we ask that you please forgive him, Lord. And give Miss Ronnie the opportunity and the spirit to forgive him as well. And then hopefully, God, you may have them run into each other again and he can apologize to her. Or maybe not, he could do a kind word for somebody else, oh God. And we just thank you for watching over Debbie Williams. And let her know, God, that you make no mistakes. And let her know, Lord, that her journey is not over and her assignment is not fulfilled, and for her not to feel the need to not go on anymore. And although Mr. Ray is up there with you, Lord, rejoicing and celebrating, we just ask that she has a legacy and memories to smile about, Lord, that she has the ability to do something for someone else, oh God, maybe volunteer or maybe just uplift or just continue to just preach the word of the Lord, because we know that when we are sad and when we are burdened, you touch us, Lord, and you bless us, Lord, you remove the tears and replace them with smiles, oh God. So we thank you in advance. And thank you so much for watching over Miss Josie. Thank you, Lord, that she asked Dr. Vanessa to take her to the emergency room, and they found nothing. They found absolutely nothing, because Ms. Josie is a child of God, and we know that any disease, condition, or circumstance has a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. So the enemy knew that he was messing with the wrong one and was casting out into a dry place. And we just thank you that Ms. Josie is healthy. We thank you that Ms. Josie is full. We thank you that Ms. Josie is able to move around and do all the things in the mighty name of Jesus, 90 years young. And we thank you for Dr. Vanessa caring for her, Lord. Lord, please refill Dr. Vanessa. Please keep her energized. Please give her adequate rest. Please continue to remind her to take care of her as well, Lord, because she does so much for so many people, Lord. And we know as ministers in the marketplace, as pastors, as leaders, as ministry intercessors, we know that sometimes we forget about us because we are doing the work of you, Lord. But you remind us that we must take care of our temple because it's only lent to us. It is borrowed, and we must take care and honor and praise it, Lord. So we thank you for giving us our temple and our bodies, and we ask that you please remind us to take care of it. And Lord, please watch over Tori Nicole Smith and her son Bryce. And we know strep throat is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. So we know that the artist international products are going to work. We know that whatever prescriptions he gets are going to work. We know that whatever doctor prescribes to him or gives a recommendation is going to work. And we just ask that you please strengthen him and make him whole. We ask that you please watch over the twins and overall health for the entire family, Lord. And we just ask that you please watch over Janae as they lost their mother last week, the Cool family, as they still miss Malachi, Lord. Continue to use Malachi as your minister in the marketplace. And although he may have shackles and although he may have bars that's holding him down, we know that he is free with you, Lord. And he's in there doing your work right now. We may not understand it because we're out here in the world walking around, but we know you sent Malachi in there for a reason. And there are souls that's going to be saved as well as him. And we know that when they come out. They are going to do your work and walk in your ministries, oh God. So we just thank you right now in advance. We ask that you please watch over Reach Academy for girls, oh God. Allow them to have a second chance, Lord. Allow them to have their charter renewed, oh God. And if for whatever reason you find it fit for them not to have their charter renewed, we just ask that you please watch over those displaced workers, Lord. We ask that you please find a good school, a godly school, a school with your vision for the girls to go to, oh God, and to continue to excel in their academics, Lord. We ask that you please give comfort to Tara Allen, as right now she is confused and don't know what's going on. And right now we know the enemy is trying to tell her that she didn't do her job, but we know that she did, Lord. You blessed her with a new building that was state-of-the-art for the girls. You blessed them with grants, Father. You blessed them with intelligent teachers, oh God. So just right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch Tara Allen and her spirit and let her know it's going to be all right. And we trust you, Lord. We trust you, Father. Watch over the Church Universal. Watch over educators, students, and school safety, God. Please watch over those in the Philippines, their family members who are not in the Philippines, wondering if their family members are okay. Bless them, God, and give them comfort. And, Lord, please watch over Artists International, the TMC family in a whole. And we just thank you for everything you have done for us, will do for us, and we give you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. We all can say amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that powerful prayer and intercession and just sealing these prayer requests in the mighty name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. Now, Father God, we just thank you as we leave this call, whenever your presence. We thank you for this call from the Alpha to now it's Omega. We thank you for everyone who participated. Bless them on this wonderful, worshipful weekend. Have your way in our lives. We know not one prayer request shall return void. Father, we again thank you for the man of God being your yielded, willing vessel. Bless him as he goes out. He's had such an incredibly busy week, but he made time for the least of these today. So I thank you that you will bless him back 100-fold. Continue to bless our TNC family, Dr. PK, and all of those who are part of, as LaShawn said, the body of Christ. Now, Father, as we go, order our steps, protect our families with the blood of Jesus, download strategies for the provisions of God, and we will celebrate and sanctify ourselves to be used mightily as your ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Have an off-the-chain, awesome, super fantastic weekend, and we look forward to seeing you on the call on Monday when we will hear from our very own minister, Coach L.A. Lance, and have a great weekend until then. Bye-bye.